Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. Much has been made over the last 24 hours or so of the 12th of July bonfire in Moygoshall in County Tyrone. It featured, as you probably know by now, among other things, a mock Good Friday agreement and written over it null and void, and also a poster of an Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. For the latest on this, we have security journalist Amanda Ferguson on the line with us. Good evening to you, Amanda.
Good evening.
The reaction and the condemnation on this has been swift and fast, right, hasn't it? Right across the unionist community of leadership as well.
Yes, that's right. You know, this kind of activity doesn't represent the majority of people in the North, nor does it represent the majority of people from the Protestant Unionist Loyalist community. Having to highlight to people that there was a boat on top of the bonfire that says Good Friday Agreement, that ship has sailed, and then the picture of Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and the national flag and the poster. There's been a lot of secondhand cringing going on this weekend because people have been horrified at what they've seen. However, it should be noted that this isn't a standalone incident. I gathered data last year after the July and the August bonfire season, and police investigated around 54 reports of incidents linked to bonfires in the July period, and that's out of around sort of roughly 250 bonfires that took place. So 20%
when you say incidents,
100%.
When you say incidents, what do you mean? Because I know the PSNI are investigating the aspects that we mentioned there as a hate crime, aren't they?
Yes, that's right. They vary from sectarian banners placed on bonfires to burning effigies of Sinn Féin councillors to flags reported on bonfires, also linked to things such as rival gangs fighting at bonfires, election posters, damage reported to a car and a caravan parked near a bonfire site. So the police detail out all of the different incidents that are linked in particular to bonfires. So out of the 250 or so last year, there was around 57 that took place, and of those, only one matter was referred to the PPS. So you can see, while the police will pursue these matters as hate crimes and so on, that there doesn't really seem to be much delivery on the other end.
And was there any prosecution
in charge of putting it there?
You say it was, one was referred to the PPS. Was there any prosecution on foot of that?
Not that we have the information from that as yet, but okay. Just one matter was referred to the PPS. But it is an example of how, you know, thousands of people in the North who want to participate in the July traditions will go about it peacefully. It's not for everybody, obviously, but the focus will be on these particular issues. That's why we've had Sir Geoffrey Donaldson talking about, you know, it's not representative of unionists. Doug Beattie saying it's embarrassing, that it shouldn't be happening. So.
Does it happen? Here's the question, though. The final question, I suppose. If it's not reflective of the majority of unionists, which I think an awful lot of people, most people would believe that, why does it happen so often?
It's a reflection of a section of society which is sectarian, and there's no way around describing that. There doesn't seem to be any sort of reasonable or plausible reason why someone would place those sort of materials on the top of a bonfire. The same things happens in August at the smaller number of Republican bonfires that still take place where the Union flag is burned and so on. So it's something that mars every July without fail. I will be on call. I won't be in a position to take it off because it hasn't been normalised as a holiday, that trouble doesn't flow from it. And I suppose it's bad for community relations and bad for relationships across the island. But it has to be put into context that it's not the majority of the activities, and it's not the majority of people either.
Okay, well, a proposal we'll debate later in the programme by one TD here to make the 12th a public holiday in the Republic. We'll see how that is viewed as we debate a little bit later on. People can text us to 51551. Security journalist Amanda Ferguson, then, thank you very much indeed for joining us.